Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, how much faith do you have left in the Timberwolves? Down 0-2, and they're down in Dallas today. I think we have some differing opinions on this, gentlemen. By the way, good morning. The Timberwolves lost Game 2 Friday night in what was, frankly, a gut punch. There's no doubt about it. And we can break this down from all angles. Not the least of which is they had a huge lead at one point. Cat and Anthony Edwards were ice cold for the most part in that game. But it all comes down to what I think was, and Chris Finch, I had said the entire time, I thought was a really good candidate. It was a finalist for Coach of the Year. But this has been analyzed ad nauseum, and I know this, and I'm more than happy to take your calls on the stylesfinancial.com talk at text line 651-461-9226. Have you given up hope on the Timberwolves? I don't like how I feel, but I don't, and part of this is because of what Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns are doing. But why in the world, on the final shot with Luka Doncic, do you put Rudy Gobert back in? Single cover this guy, and he drains the three to win the game. This is not on Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert, yeah, four-time defensive player of the year. Where's his spot? Everybody knows it's in the paint. That's where he shines. He is not supposed to guard a guy at the top of the, you know, at top of the three-point line. It's setting him up to fail, and I think Chris Finch did that. I'm sure he owns it, and it was not the right decision. If you want to have him out there, that's fine. But in covering one-on-one, bring a guy over and double Luka and dare someone else to beat you. Please, don't let Luka have that. It's a terrible ending to a game that, I mean, at halftime, I'm like, this is over. It's done. And here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave, I totally agree with you because when you think about it, that's not what Rudy is good at, right? I mean, that's not his forte. His forte is somewhere within the paint, somewhere underneath the bucket, and that's where he survives and does a phenomenal job. He doesn't just survive. He's the best in the league, but he's not the guy who should be out there at the three-point line, and we knew who was going to take the shot. So yes. If you're not going to double him, which they should have, but if you're not going to double him, I don't think it's fair to put Rudy on it. I mean, he's not that type of a defender. I mean, his abilities are actually much better if he's somewhere within the field goal area, not the three-point area. But the reality really was Ant and Cat. I can't believe we were even in this game. I mean, when those two guys, the way they were shooting, it was really scary. And the one guy who stepped up, Who stepped up the very
Your
most
guy.
In that game? Naz Reid, right?
Naz Reid, I mean, couldn't miss a three.
The guy
until
was
until the end.
Yeah, he was but you know, the guy was what, 7 of 9 for three pointers. He has 23 points. This is the sixth man award guy. I mean, he really has upped his game. But unfortunately, you know, we've lost two games by a grand total of 4 points. So it gives us, I think, at least some sort of hope. So I have a lot more hope than you do, and maybe that's foolish of me to be as hopeful as I am, but I just can't imagine that Ant and Cat can play that bad in a third game. I can't imagine it.
And this idea, the other thing I'd like to address is this idea that the referees, you know, can I say screwed on the radio? I hope I can. Screwed them out of the game, right? The call at the end where, and I believe it was Kyrie Irving, who clearly fouls, and they say they can't review it, and then after the game, they say, yep, it was actually a foul. Now, they didn't do anything on that possession, so I don't know that that changes things. But here's what it comes down to. The Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards, and Karl Anthony Towns, it's their biggest stars. These are their stars. These are the guys, the horses they have got to ride to get a victory. Luka and Kyrie Irving are that for the Mavericks. Luka and Kyrie have outscored Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards 115-71 in the first two games. Karl Anthony Towns was basically benched the other night. And part of it was because he got into early foul trouble. Part of it is because it's fine because you got Naz Reid. And maybe if Naz isn't as hot as he is in that game, Karl Anthony Towns comes back in. But Naz Reid is not the reason that the game was lost. Naz Reid was probably the reason that they were in it at all.
Yeah.
But what bothers me, and I really truly am starting to think this, and for all the people that said it, it's Charles Barkley who said this in the postgame on TNT. He pointed out, Anthony Edwards looks exhausted. And you know, I was watching some of the video that they showed, and you know what? I actually tend to agree with him. And I hate to say that, but Anthony Edwards, who has been sensational the entire year, who has always been against load management, and we love that about him. Mm-hmm. But he's a kid, and I agree, Pete, he looks tired out there right now.
He does, and I think sometimes that has to do with, okay, there are times where maybe we could take him off, right? I'm not saying that, you know, you and I agree on the whole load management thing. We don't like it. There's nothing about it that we like. That doesn't mean that he has to play every minute of the game. And when you look at the minutes that these guys put in, it really is pretty amazing. And I think to reflect what we're talking about here, the Mavs outplayed us in the second half, right? I mean, the fourth quarter they outscored us 30-22. It doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot. And I think that's one of those things that I think that we have to do a better job of giving him a breather once in a while, right? I mean, he does not have to be on the court every minute of the game. And as of right now, he's been out there for the huge majority of minutes of every one of these games, all the playoff games, going into the playoffs, and even now. And I think that's something where the coach has to really step up and say, hey, great job. We're just going to throw somebody in there for a little while. Take 2 minutes on the bench. Just relax for a second. Get some air back. Get your legs back, and let's get you back in there. So maybe you reduce him down by 4 or 5 minutes of the game from where he is right now.
Yeah, and maybe I'm crazy, but I felt like I saw this early in the game, and it kept leading to it, and I didn't want to say anything because I wasn't sure, but it certainly looked like Anthony Edwards was passing up shots. You know, he'd bring it down, he'd make a couple of moves, he'd have a chance to take that three, but he'd dish it, and I'm like, why is he? And I've seen that a couple times in the playoffs, where, and I think a lot of the times the Timberwolves were starting cold and then they start to heat up, because what happened I noticed was Anthony Edwards would start taking some of these shots and they'd fall and then his confidence would keep going. But I felt like, I'm like, he is passing up shots again, and sure enough it keeps happening, and he's nowhere to be seen in the first half points wise. He does end up playing 40 minutes and dropping 21 points, but that's not a whole lot for him. No. And it just wasn't the stat line, especially, you know, you got Rudy Gobert, who's out there for 37 minutes. But that's, you know, again, he's a kid. He's 22 years old. And I think it goes to show you that it just proves that he is where this team starts and finishes. And it's really going to be hard to win a game if you don't have Anthony Edwards leading the charge. Yes, Karl Anthony Towns and Gobert and Naz, you need those guys to play well. But on any given night, I really truly believe if you're going to win a game, Anthony Edwards has to be your leading scorer, close to it. It was Naz Reid the other night with 23 points. I'm seeing a part that he doesn't have that eye of the tiger mentality. He's not, give me the ball, I'm going. He's, give me the ball and I'm going to try to find someone else. And some of that is because of the matchups. I get it. He's getting doubled, so he's got to move the ball. But there's too many times here where I'm going, why is he passing up that shot? Why isn't he taking that shot?
Yeah, and maybe it has to do with that he just has been so cold, though. You know, I mean, it could be something that simple. When you look at Cat and you look at Ant, and they're 3 of 12 from 3-point land, that's pretty awful, right?
Yeah.
And 9 of 33 from field goal. So the two of them were both struggling. And I think you've got to keep shooting and shoot through that. And I think normally we see that in basketball. But I think Anthony Edwards, to your point, though, they're coming up. They're trying to double him if they can. Smart move by them. Great job by the coach to do that. And they've got to get the ball outside of that. I think he still has to make those and take those shots. Make them is obviously up to how well he shoots it. But I think I agree with you, Dave. If he's out there, he needs to take those shots if it's there, if it's close enough, even if he's double teamed, because that's how good he is.
Coming into the Styles Financial Talk and Text Line, they shouldn't have been in that situation at the end of the game, resorting and talking about that late no foul call. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have been at the situation at the end of that game anyway. I do believe they can win tonight. It's one game at a time now. Look, the Timberwolves have been great on the road. They're good on the road. They're probably – I would venture to guess that tonight they will take this one. I do believe so. And I think it's going to be on the back of Anthony Edwards. I think he's going to have had enough of not controlling a game. And I think we're going to see peak Anthony Edwards tonight. The question to me is, if we see peak Ant tonight, does he have the energy to keep it going? If he puts it all out there tonight, maybe. Yeah. Well, we can only find out, you know, but it's got to be tonight. Cause if they fall in the hole 0-3, unfortunately, I think it's pretty much over, which I don't even want to talk about that. I don't want to get negative. I want to be positive. I do believe that they can win tonight. And in a seven-game series, you know, you get one or two back. And certainly if you even it up, it we've seen it makes a complete difference. It certainly did against Dallas. So,
and we have we have a little bit of depth, I think, that we sometimes look past. Well, yeah, when I look at McDaniels and he puts up 24 in game one, that guy, there have been moments during the playoffs where he is outstanding. And I don't know if he gets enough credit for what his role has been and how well he's played. So it doesn't all have to go on Ant, but I think Ant does have to step up his game. And if he does, and I think he will, I think this is the game where we don't just win by three or four. I think we maybe even have a chance at blowing them out down there because of the frustration of where we are, even with that fatigue. So we'll see how this plays out. But I'm still very, very pleased with how these guys, you know, the effort that's there. They might be tired, but the effort is still there.
I think they have to blow them out tonight, honestly, because I think the way game two went, I really felt like at the end, it looked like they stole our heart. You know, it sounds dramatic, but to be up by as much as they were and then to come back and lose in the fashion that they did, I felt like Dallas really, you know, they stole something deep in our soul game.
They did, Dave. And how about this? Let's give a little bit of credit to Luka. This guy's one of the best players in the entire NBA. He does that crossover. He does everything he does to be able to get basically an open shot on Rudy, and he got it. And he drained it. So, you know, credit to him, too, for actually, I mean, you know what, when the game is on the line and you hit a shot like that, that's pretty impressive.
Yep. I mean, he's 6'7", 230, and the guy moves the way he does is incredible.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he does not look – it's funny. I saw a post the other day. Someone said, you know, how did we go from this? And it was Larry Johnson and Patrick Ewing on the Knicks. These guys are big. They're bulky, they're jacked, you know. And then it's, you know, Luka, who doesn't look nearly as cut. But I'll tell you, like, Patrick Ewing didn't have that range. Patrick Ewing couldn't move like Luka.
So right?
It's just a totally, totally different deal. We will continue to talk Timberwolves throughout the show here, so please continue to give us a call or a text on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line 651-461-9226. We're going to switch gears here and talk a little hockey. The PWHL Minnesota team is one win away from a Walter Cup championship. We'll talk with their head coach, Ken Klee, coming up next. You're listening to 830 WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, how much faith do you have left in the Timberwolves? Down 0-2, and they're down in Dallas today. I think we have some differing opinions on this, gentlemen. By the way, good morning. The Timberwolves lost Game 2 Friday night in what was, frankly, a gut punch. There's no doubt about it. And we can break this down from all angles. Not the least of which is they had a huge lead at one point. Cat and Anthony Edwards were ice cold for the most part in that game. But it all comes down to what I think was, and Chris Finch, I had said the entire time, I thought was a really good candidate. It was a finalist for Coach of the Year. But this has been analyzed ad nauseum, and I know this, and I'm more than happy to take your calls on the stylesfinancial.com talk at text line 651-461-9226. Have you given up hope on the Timberwolves? I don't like how I feel, but I don't, and part of this is because of what Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns are doing, but why in the world on the final shot with Luka Doncic do you put Rudy Gobert back in? Single cover this guy, and he drains the three to win the game. This is not on Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert, yeah, four-time defensive player of the year. Where's his spot? Everybody knows it's in the paint. That's where he shines. He is not supposed to guard a guy at the top of the, you know, at the top of the three-point line. It's setting him up to fail, and I think Chris Finch did that. I'm sure he owns it, and it was not the right decision. If you want to have him out there, that's fine. But in covering one-on-one, bring a guy over and double Luka and dare someone else to beat you. Please, don't let Luka have that. It's a terrible ending to a game that, I mean, at halftime, I'm like, this is over. It's done. And here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave, I totally agree with you because when you think about it, that's not what Rudy is good at, right? I mean, that's not his forte. His forte is somewhere within the paint, somewhere underneath the bucket, and that's where he survives and does a phenomenal job. He doesn't just survive. He's the best in the league, but he's not the guy who should be out there at the three-point line, and we knew who was going to take the shot. So
yes.
If you're not going to double him, which they should have, but if you're not going to double him, I don't think it's fair to put Rudy on him. I mean, he's not that type of a defender. I mean, his abilities are actually much better if he's somewhere within the field goal area, not the three-point area. But the reality really was Ant and Cat. I can't believe we were even in this game. I mean, when those two guys, the way they were shooting, it was really scary. And the one guy who stepped up, Who stepped up the very
Your
most
guy.
In that game? Nas Reed, right?
Nas Reed. I mean, couldn't miss a three.
The guy
until
was
until the end.
Yeah, he was. But you know, the guy was what, 7 of 9 for three pointers. He has 23 points. This is the sixth man award guy. I mean, he really has upped his game. But unfortunately, you know, we've lost two games by a grand total of 4 points. So it gives us, I think, at least some sort of hope. So I have a lot more hope than you do, and maybe that's foolish of me to be as hopeful as I am, but I just can't imagine that Ant and Cat can play that bad in a third game. I can't imagine it.
And this idea, the other thing I'd like to address is this idea that the referees, you know, can I say screwed on the radio? I hope I can. Screwed them out of the game, right? The call at the end where, and I believe it was Kyrie Irving, who clearly fouls, and they say They can't review it. And then after the game, they say, yep, it was actually a foul. Now, they didn't do anything on that possession, so I don't know that it's, that changes things. But here's what it comes down to. The Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns, it's their biggest stars. These are their stars. These are the guys, the horses they have got to ride to get a victory. Luka and Kyrie Irving are that for the Mavericks. Luka and Kyrie have outscored Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards 115-71 in the first two games. Karl Anthony Towns was basically benched the other night. And part of it was because he got into early foul trouble. Part of it is because it's fine because you got Naz Reid. And maybe if Naz isn't as hot as he is in that game, Karl Anthony Towns comes back in. But Naz Reid is not the reason that the game was lost. Naz Reid was probably the reason that they were in it at all.
Yeah.
But what bothers me, and I really truly am starting to think this, and for all the people that said it, it's Charles Barkley who said this in the postgame on TNT. He said, he pointed out, he said, Anthony Edwards looks exhausted. And you know, I was watching some of the video that they showed, and you know what? I actually tend to agree with him. And I hate to say that, but Anthony Edwards, who has been sensational the entire year, who has always been against load management, and we love that about him. Mm-hmm. But he's a kid, and I agree, Pete, he looks tired out there right now.
He does, and I think sometimes that has to do with, okay, there are times where maybe we could take him off, right? I'm not saying that, you know, you and I agree on the whole load management yep. thing. We don't like it. There's nothing about it that we like. That doesn't mean that he has to play every minute of the game. And when you look at the minutes that these guys put in, it really is pretty amazing. And I think to reflect what we're talking about here, the Mavs outplayed us in the second half, right? I mean, the fourth quarter they outscored us 30-22. It doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot. And I think that's one of those things that I think that we have to do a better job of giving him a breather once in a while, right? I mean, he does not have to be on the court every minute of the game, and as of right now, he's been out there for the huge majority of minutes of every one of these games, all the playoff games, going into the playoffs, and even now. And I think that's something where the coach has to really step up and say, hey, great job. We're just going to throw somebody in there for a little while. Take 2 minutes on the bench. Just relax for a second. Get some air back. Get your legs back, and let's get you back in there. So maybe you reduce him down by 4 or 5 minutes of the game from where he is right now.
Yeah, and maybe I'm crazy, but I felt like I saw this early in the game, and it kept leading to it, and I didn't want to say anything because I wasn't sure, but it certainly looked like Anthony Edwards was passing up shots. You know, he'd bring it down, he'd make a couple of moves, he'd have a chance to take that three, but he'd dish it. And I'm like, why is he? And I've seen that a couple times in the playoffs, and I think a lot of the times the Timberwolves were starting cold and then they start to heat up, because what happened I noticed was Anthony Edwards would start taking some of these shots and they'd fall and then his confidence would keep going, but I felt like, I'm like, he is passing up shots again, and sure enough it keeps happening, and he's nowhere to be seen in the first half points wise. He does end up playing 40 minutes and dropping 21 points, but that's not a whole lot for him. No. And it just wasn't the stat line, especially, you know, you got Rudy Gobert who's out there for 37 minutes. But that's, you know, again, he's a kid. He's 22 years old. And I think it goes to show you that it just proves that he is where this team starts and finishes. And it's really going to be hard to win a game if you don't have Anthony Edwards leading the charge. Yes, Karl Anthony Towns and Gobert and Naz, you need those guys to play well. But on any given night, I really truly believe if you're going to win a game, Anthony Edwards has to be your leading scorer, close to it. It was Naz Reid the other night with 23 points. I'm seeing a part that he doesn't have that eye of the tiger mentality. He's not, give me the ball, I'm going. He's, give me the ball and I'm going to try to find someone else. And some of that is because of the matchups. I get it. He's getting doubled, so he's got to move and move the ball. But there's too many times here where I'm going, why is he passing up that shot? Why isn't he taking that shot?
Yeah, and maybe it has to do with that he just has been so cold, though. You know, I mean, it could be something that simple. When you look at Cat and you look at Ant, and they're 3 of 12 from 3-point land, that's pretty awful, right?
Yeah.
And 9 of 33 from field goal. So the two of them were both struggling. And I think you've got to keep shooting and shoot through that. And I think normally we see that in basketball, but I think Anthony Edwards, to your point though, they're coming up, they're trying to double him if they can. Smart move by them, great job by the coach to do that. And they've got to get the ball outside of that. I think he still has to make those and take those shots. Make them is obviously up to how well he shoots it, but I think I agree with you, Dave. If he's out there, he needs to take those shots if it's there, if it's close enough, even if he's double teamed, because that's how good he is.
Coming into the Styles Financial Talk and Text Line, they shouldn't have been in that situation at the end of the game, resorting and talking about that late no foul call. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have been at the situation at the end of that game anyway. I do believe they can win tonight. It's one game at a time now. Look, the Timberwolves have been great on the road. They're good on the road. They're probably I would venture to guess that tonight they will take this one. I do believe so. And I think it's going to be on the back of Anthony Edwards. I think he's going to have had enough of not controlling a game. And I think we're going to see peak Anthony Edwards tonight. The question to me is, if we see peak Ant tonight, does he have the energy to keep it going? If he puts it all out there tonight, maybe. Yeah. Well, we can only find out, you know, but it's got to be tonight. Cause if they fall in the hole 0-3, unfortunately, I think it's pretty much over, which I don't even want to talk about that. I don't want to get negative. I want to be positive. I do believe that they can win tonight. And in a seven-game series, you know, you get one or two back, and certainly if you even it up, it we've seen it makes a complete difference.
Yeah,
it certainly did against Dallas. So,
and we have a little bit of depth. I think that we sometimes look past. Well, yeah, when I look at McDaniels and he puts up 24 in game one, that guy. There have been moments during the playoffs where he is outstanding, and I don't know if he gets enough credit for what his role has been and how well he's played. So it doesn't all have to go on Ant, but I think Ant does have to step up his game, and if he does, and I think he will, I think this is the game where we don't just win by 3 or 4. I think we maybe even have a chance at blowing them out down there because of the frustration of where we are, even with that fatigue. So we'll see how this plays out. But I'm still very, very pleased with how these guys, you know, the effort that's there. They might be tired, but the effort is still there.
I think they have to blow them out tonight, honestly, because I think the way game two went, I really felt like at the end, it looked like they stole our heart. You know, and it sounds dramatic, but to be up by as much as they were and then to come back and lose in the fashion that they did, I felt like Dallas really, you know, they stole something deep in our soul game.
They did, Dave. And how about this? Let's give a little bit of credit to Luka. This guy's one of the best players in the entire NBA. He does that crossover. He does everything he does to be able to get basically an open shot on Rudy, and he got it. And he drained it. So, you know, credit to him, too, for actually, I mean, you know what? When the game is on the line and you hit a shot like that, that's pretty impressive.
Yep. I mean, he's 6'7", 230, and the guy moves the way he does is incredible.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he does not look – it's funny. I saw a post the other day. Someone said, you know, how did we go from this? And it was Larry Johnson and Patrick Ewing on the Knicks. These guys are big. They're bulky, they're jacked, you know, and then it's, you know, Luka, who doesn't look nearly as cut. But I'll tell you, like, Patrick Ewing didn't have that range. Patrick Ewing couldn't move like Luka.
So right?
It's just a totally, totally different deal. We will continue to talk Timberwolves throughout the show here, so please continue to give us a call or a text on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line 651-461-9226. We're going to switch gears here and talk a little hockey. The PWHL Minnesota team is one win away from a Walter Cup championship. We'll talk with their head coach, Ken Klee, coming up next. You're listening to 830 WCCO.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.